Hi guys, it's Eric RPG, and I've got another review for you from the Legend of Heroes series, and this time it's Legend of Heroes Trails from Zero, which is the first of two games in the Crossbell arc, or, that's what they're normally called, because these games do have arcs, the first arc being the Sky series, which is Trails in the Sky second chapter, and Trails in the Sky the third. With the series after that being, after the Crossbell series, being the Cold Steel series. And the one after that being the intermediary game called, which is an epilogue of sorts for the previous two series, called Trails into Reverie, with the latest being Kurono Kiseki, which is probably going to be localized, but we don't have a localized name or announcement yet, so who knows what that's going to be called. Trails Into Darkness is probably my closest bet for a name like that. This game almost didn't make it to the West, because for a long time, it was considered the fact that maybe we wouldn't even get second chapter of Sky, or the third of Sky. There's a reasoning behind the name called it, the third rather than the third chapter, because second chapter implies it's the second part of the first game, which it is. And the third game is its own self-contained story, but still takes place within that arc. But with that unnecessarily long intro out of the way, this game takes place in Crossbell. And you play as Lloyd Bannings, who's going to Crossbell after being away for some time to do some training at the police academy, to follow in the footsteps of his late brother. Anyways, after he arrives, he finds out he's been transferred to a special section called the Special Support Section. Yeah, I know I did do some redundant stuff there, but who cares? But, he finds out most of his other teammates aren't actually police officers proper, but they were allowed to join the force for one reason or another, and they have their own motivations for doing so. But over the course of doing some cases to help the public in order to boost the police department's image, because, you know, cops are pigs and stuff like that, how they're useless and stuff like that. And the message that has commentary about how useless the cops often are is mentioned in the prologue and later on in the game. And while this game, I can't be say that certainty that it is being pro-cop, it is definitely being pro what we would want the law enforcement to be instead of what it actually is in reality. So I guess in that way it's a fantasy being fulfilled, and of a dream of what we wish what our reality was like instead of what it is. But setting that stuff aside, the Special Support Section actually acts more like the Bracer Guild in other respects, because you'll be taking on requests for the townsfolk, because the police department has its own hands full with dealing with actual major crimes. If only that were the case in reality, but instead of getting, you know, cops that commit murders on minority groups and such like that. But as you go along in the game, you'll learn that there's a bigger conspiracy at work, and that you have to take care of it ultimately. And the game takes place over five chapters, but with one intermission in the prologue chapter, which makes it seven. But, the final chapter actually feels more like a cap-off on, the fourth chapter, because it takes place almost immediately afterwards. But, since this is an older game from, like, 2010, PSP release, no less, it's using the E6 engine. So it looks visually dated, but thankfully, at least the Switch and PC versions of this re-release, which were based on the original PS4 remaster that was done in Japan, called Kai, the Kai releases of these games. It does have updated visual fidelity, even compared to that version. So the game looks nice, but I played the PS4 version for review that NIS gave me a copy for. And so there's full disclosure there. But I did that because I was going to buy myself the Switch version anyways, and I have. So I plan to get the Steam version at some point in the future. So even though I didn't get to experience the higher fidelity graphics, I do know they exist. And while the game does have treasure chest messages, in case anybody was wondering about those, because it was a thing that happened in the Sky Trilogy due to its localization, and it doesn't have any of the quality of life upgrades outside of the visual fidelity updates that were done for those ports of the game on the Switch and PC. One of those quality of life things being higher resolution options for the PC release, obviously, that's something that it can do, but the 120 frames hertz mode that it has, and playing at 4K. But instead, the PS4 version and the Switch version play at 1080p docked, or if you're playing on the Switch, the Switch version playing at a 720p in portable mode, and maintaining it fairly well. I don't think there are any resolution changing in that game. It's a pretty old game, but like I said, the game's based on the old East engine, and it's based on the older Trails of the Sky combat system, but you could see traces of where the Trails series was heading in terms of how its gameplay was changing, especially the Cold Steel series. It still carries over the Rush AT bonuses that lets you just pile up on lots of damage on the entire enemy group area effect that you select, but it also starts introducing the idea of having the higher elements come into play, where like the Mirage space and time magic that you characters can use can actually be effective in certain areas of the game. But like, there's obviously far more changes that take place in the sequel, but one of the improvements from Trails of the Sky is being able to attack the enemy on the screen and getting a field advantage instead of just running into him from behind and getting a basic preemptive strike. Usually attacking them from behind unawares and then running into them will give you those AT termoses to have all four of you do critical strikes or to have one of your characters do the combo rush ability. But the story's really good. It's only slightly marred by having the game's voice acting, which is a new feature that Kai introduced, being only in Japanese. Now, some of you might be upset about the fact that there is no English dub, but honestly, I think the performance of the seiyuu, that the Japanese voice actors, shouldn't be ignored, and they should be listened to, especially if you play the Trails of the Sky trilogy and you want to see a proper conclusion to Ren's arc and the proper amount of motions that that character has, that I'm not so sure the English voice actor for Ren and what little we saw of her in Cold Steel 4 would have been able to pull off, at least convincingly. But you're always welcome to turn the volume down to zero for the voice acting specifically, so that is an option for those who just absolutely can't stand the Japanese voice track for whatever reason. One of the quality of life features I wish both or all of the releases of this game would have had would be having bigger text size options, which is important why the PS4 version doesn't have higher resolution options, or higher resolution overall, because I imagine playing this game on the Switch or a Steam Deck would be harder with smaller text if you weren't allowed to boost up the resolution or the overall resolution on the images being used for the assets. But like I said, those differences are very, very, very minor, and the PS4 version of the game still looks very good. So if you're a fan of RPGs and the Trail series, I highly recommend picking this up, especially since you'll be lost if you just jump into Azure after this or whatever later. And now you've got at least a fighting chance to play these games in a proper order, especially before Reverie comes out next year. But with that, I'll see you guys later. Bye-bye. Oh yeah, I need to give a score for this. 10 out of 10. See you guys later. Bye-bye.